At the end of the initial straight path, there is a set of graves within a low wall. Go around the right side corner of the wall and use the step to go inside. Face the tombstone embedded in the wall on the right, marked as number 5. Samuel Leffers was the schoolmaster at the time of the war. He and his wife lived in a house now at the historic site, but as you will see later on this tour, his school was the site of combat during the raid. We will make 2 more stops in the cemetery. After each set of walking instructions, be ready to pause the audio when I say so and restart it when you complete them. Continue up the path toward the 1820 church at the right rear corner of the cemetery. The next to last grave before you reach it is marked number 18. Pause. Here lies Colonel William Thompson. He was the first commander of the new state's Carteret County Militia, starting in September 1775. However, it was hardly a new role. He also commanded the colonial version in 1771. That year, it was part of the militia army recruited by Royal Governor William Tryon to put down a rebellion by the Regulators, who were protesting unfair taxes and other practices. Thompson's unit was on the far left end of the front line at the decisive Battle of Alamance near today's Burlington, and perhaps suffered the worst casualties of any. 15 of the 30 volunteers from here were killed or wounded. No records could be found reporting what Thompson did during the Revolution prior to his resigning from the militia in 1779. Thompson also served in the first 4 provincial congresses,
which supported independence and set up the new state government before and at the start of the war.
In 1778, he became a state senator.
Continue to number 19. Pause.
An unusual grave is the one here of an unknown British soldier. Though he is referred to as an officer from the battle fleet, he most likely was the private killed east of the battery on the first day. Regardless, sources agree he was buried standing upright, having requested that as a salute to King George as he was dying. Follow the driving instructions under Shots at the Schoolhouse, and then continue to its audio clip.